depressing.
No. Yeah.
So you watch football on Sunday?
Yeah, I watched my 49ers kick your Rams' ass all over the place, up and down the field.
There was no—I
didn't see it actually.
There was no ass kicking.
I was
in
still
that game
asleep
at all
because I stayed up late watching cartoons.
I'll tell you something objectively. I am a—I'm a huge Rams fan. I will tell you something.
I'll let you talk about this for a minute.
Okay. The Rams lost to the Niners, and it wasn't a beatdown. It wasn't because the Niners are better, which they aren't. They made a lot of big offseason pickups. The Rams are losing three linemen. That sounds like sour grapes, but it's really has something to do with it. Can't protect Mark Bulger as much. The Niners have the worst offense right now in the NFL. They have the least yards gained. Alex Smith is the second worst rated quarterback in the NFL right now, after before J.P. Losman. He can barely sustain a drive. He happened to sustain one drive at the end of the Arizona game, which is why they won that one. Arizona's not that great either, even though they beat Seattle. St. Louis was winning the game. Even after their offensive ineptitude, their defense has actually been playing pretty well, which is stunning for me, a Rams fan, to know that their defense has just been, been pretty good. Their offense has been, going three and outs, having turnovers. What killed us on Sunday was special teams. Dante Hall went to field a punt that we just, he would have got. They could have just pounded out a couple of running plays, got a first down or two, and that would be it. That would be the extent of the whole deal. Would have ran the clock out, game over. Instead, the ball bounces off his knee, or he might have not even touched it, hit the ground. It was fair game for anyone after it bounced off his leg. And the Niners recovered. They couldn't score. They were already in position, though, so they couldn't score a touchdown. They were already in position because of the field goal there, or the muff punt, so they kicked a field goal. It went up. Rams another three and out. They get the ball back, though, because I think the Niners had a turnover. They go to kick a very long field goal. They had fourth and two or fourth and three left. They averaged 5 yards a play. So on fourth down, they could have tried to get a first down, get a little closer, but instead they kicked a 57-yard field goal. Bounced off the crossbar. Terrible way to lose a game. I wasn't upset at Jeff Wilkins. I've always known he doesn't have that strong a leg. His career high was a little longer, but that was probably a really good day. He's fantastically accurate, but just no length on his boot. And I'm not going to blame him for that. The problem was special teams. I think we muffed two punts that day. And, if you just take one of those out, I think it's not too hard to win, considering our defense is playing well. The Niners' offense is terrible. And even though we can't get a first down right now, all I've seen is three and outs in the two games that I've watched for the Rams. Anyway, that's my thing. I still know that we're not a good team, and I expect at the very best we could go 8-8. I don't think that now that Orlando Pace is out for the season. I'm saying like 6-10 now. I'm hoping now that we're 0-2 that we'll actually lose more games than that, because I'd like to see us get a higher draft pick than like 11th or 12th, which is the highest we ever get, which is kind of just in a range where you better hope you get a good player.
The Rams are like the family that makes just enough money not to get financial aid for their kids.
Oh, totally, which is my family, and I'm a Rams fan. Though I've seen a Super Bowl in my lifetime, which is more than...
You've been to one.
No, I've seen my team win a Super Bowl in 2000.
It's not too long ago.
No, it wasn't, and that's better than a lot of NFL fans can say. I have Eagles fans friends. They've seen the Eagles lose a couple of Super Bowls, and I'm happy about that.
Or you'd be like my brother, who doesn't really care one way or the other who wins. He just likes to watch it, which I don't know how you can be that into.
Yeah, that's weird. I think if you don't have an interest in something like in fantasy or something like that, which I do, I play all the fantasy sports, that helps with that. But at the same time, you also, if you don't have a team, I just don't see how you can really stay that interested if you're not playing fantasy. Interesting.
Yeah, well, he just watches it, I guess. And I sleep on Sundays because I stay up way too late watching cartoons.
To live in solitude, far from your tranquil altitude.
I might have to go. go to the all-night haberdashery. bodega on the corner and pick them up.
A bodega?
Yeah, bodega.
I don't know what a definition of a bodega is.
The only definition I have is from the movie Half Baked, where they explain that it's a place that's supposed to look like a store, but they actually sell weed out of the back of it.
Don't bring that with you on the plane. You can't do that anymore.
They even do the bouncing ball thing on the syllable. It goes bodegas.
Well, if you're going to sleep, you won't want to eat.
Or she's just trying to pack stuff for me.
I don't think you understand that.
I understand that.
Okay.
Trust us, it's the least important thing we have on the plate right now. So.
Yeah, we're starting to figure out what we're talking. What do you want to hear? You're an audience member.
Inquiring minds want to know. What do you want to hear us talking about?
You should be listening to this.
I would never be listening to it. The second thing.
Everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
What would I want to hear? I would like to hear your two men's opinion on how to pick up on a lady.
Pick up on a lady?
How to woo her. How to woo a woman.
How to pitch woo.
There's an E. There's an E in woo, right?
No. It's just W-O-O, I think.
No, it's W-O-E.
W-O-E, yeah. I think so.
That's woe.
No, woe is W-O-W. W-O-W.
No, woe.
That's
W-O-E.
The wow is W-O-W.
Oh, woe is me.
I think I've got like 5 or 6 stingers out of this conversation so far.
Well, there's 2 different words. Well,
woo must be this.
No.
W-O-E.
There's 2 O's in woo. Damn, I'll show you.
That works too.
There's only 2 M's in mammoth, though. I always want to put 3. You know, that's actually not an uncommon thing. People always write into other podcasts, you know, the geek casts and the internet ones, and they're like, how do you guys pick up girls? And then they're usually like, well, you act like a human being. As what that doesn't. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it?
W-O-E. Woe. Grievous distress. An affliction. Or trouble.
That's ironic.
That's W-O-E.
Because.
That's W-O-E.
Because. Grievous distress.
Woo is W-O-O. Which is what I told you.
Or
I was an English major.
Could we talk about both? How to create grievous distress and what's the definition of actually definition
woo?
Of woo?
To seek to win. To seek to win. To seek the favor, affection, or love of, especially with a view to marriage.
We can expand that concept.
View to marriage.
Yeah.
We could expand the concept just into winning things in general, like a Gordon Gekko thing.
How about since this has nothing to do with movies that we don't talk about at all?
Does it have to be
a movie? This one does.
It could be about Hitch.
We can do just about anything.
It could be Hitch. You know, does his methods work?
Yeah, but he gets paid for
what
that.
What would you do?
Life coaches.
I'm saying that's the movie we could be pretending to talk about.
You don't pretend to talk about a movie that doesn't exist in a podcast.
We can do whatever the audience wants, Zach.
This isn't even the audience. She just said she would never listen to a podcast.
Well,
she's not the intelligentsia.
You know what, I told Josh, and like I said something about doing a podcast, and I thought he thought, or what a nerd, I said.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've never listened before.
Yeah, he is. Fucking loser. It's just what you do.
It's just something to do.
If no one will listen to you when you talk to their face.
Okay, this is request from.
Yeah, we can run by this too.
Expanding. Let's see, what was it? Expanding markets? Do you prefer that we take this as a serious thing, or that we treat it with light revelry?
Oh.
Okay, fine. With W, class, revelry.
/ revelry. Or revelry. You're the one who asked for this junk, dude.
Are you really talking about it?
We're going to.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we will. We're going to probably in about 5 minutes here.
I'm so pissed.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
We can't work it into this thing. There was no romance there. We can't work it. Anti-hero concept. It's all about not trusting people. Remember I said the whole difference between a villain and an anti-hero is one doesn't trust and one is a pathological sociopath?
Well, I gotta make sure that the mic's on me for that. You mean you're going to listen to it?
Whatever.
Well, I appreciate that.
So what do you do when you listen to it? You can just listen to it?
Yeah, Zach can show you.
He edits it together.
I can email you a link to it if you want.
He edits it together, and then it's on a blog site. And, I think you actually, that list of people you sent to the first time, because I think there were actually comments on the earlier ones, because...
There was comments from, two people I know.
Okay, well, they haven't commented since then.
No, they haven't.
So you should send...
Because they get busy and lazy, yeah.
Each time one of these comes out, send a mass email.
I think
here's our next one.
The thing is, we still have to shoot that promo with the brain about brain shirt for series 2. Can you do an English accent?
No, she can't do an English accent.
We were gonna have somebody do an
she
English accent.
She can barely speak the English language.
So these notes are done for.
Go for it. Let's hear it.
Could have put her on the spot.
Come here.
Let's leave her alone, I think.
What do I need to say in English?
What would she have to say in English? What did you say you have planned?
I don't know. I was supposed to try and make it like it was a fake BBC promo. So she'd have to sound real proper.
Let's do a tryout. Say in an English accent that it's nearly tea time. So I need to stop knitting this doily. And set some kippers on the table for my husband once he comes home from the Louvre. Okay, you say it's nearly tea time, so I should stop knitting this doily.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Say that. Ready?
Okay, are you ready to laugh at me?
Act. Okay, yeah. No.
You hold the mic for her.
Okay.
Because she's a professional. Okay. She just talks to it.
Ready? Go.
It's nearly tea time, so I have to stop knitting my doily and set some tea on the table for my husband. I'm trying my hardest not to laugh.
That's good. It wasn't quite British enough. That was like Gwyneth Paltrow British.
That was pretty good for a first try.
I want to hear Emma Thompson British. No, I want to hear Helena Bonham.
Or the best.
I want to hear a comedy.
The best line of the movie in The Holiday.
What's that? Is that an old movie?
It was interesting. Anyway, this little girl says, "It was so funny, I almost fell right out of my chair."
That'll work.
That's all I got.
We'll get back to you when we're ready to do the promo. I think we've got a winner.
You think so?
Can we score the next question?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
The special forces break people's necks and stuff?
Yeah, he actually is teaching a class on it.
Really?
He teaches me things so I can defend myself.
Really?
Like pressure points, like when to grab somebody?
How to walk with your keys sticking out?
How to get out of a hole if somebody's grabbing.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Good to know.
I would just scream.
Don't mess with me.
I wouldn't. I try not to mess with anybody.
If you had watched her play basketball, you wouldn't think that anyway. We're recording, right? Okay.
Their good fundamentals make up for the fact that they
can't. So my sister-in-law, Rachel, is here right now. And here's, I'll explain to you the average basketball game she played. You were a senior at the time, right? You were a senior?
This is only one game.
Okay. No, it wasn't one game. It wasn't one game. This happened in almost every game. Okay.
We are supposed to cover sports in our podcast, too.
Yeah,
so
here's the sports aspect of it. Here's what would happen. High school basketball is how many minute quarters, or do you play it just halves?
You play
15 minute quarters.
Yeah.
So it's the old. Wait, what?
Yeah.
13 minute quarters. Yeah, no, because 15 minutes now would be 60 minutes, and it's 40. And you only play 40, or do you play 48? Because
I don't know. I don't remember that far back.
It's immaterial. I played in eighth grade, and I didn't want to waste.
So
time
for the first 20 minutes of the game. Sometimes you would start. Sometimes you would start, right?
Is there a punchline here?
Usually you would come off the bench, though, because the coach's daughter, he would kind of start ahead of you, even though she was like...
Number
Yeah, she was really bad. And there was also a girl who would start in front of her that
was
had
this, where
had like multiple braces on her leg. Not just one leg brace, but like both
four
like
scump braces?
Both knees and like elbows and like a brace around her neck.
She was like,
well, while you're discussing that,
like Robo
Girl. I just want to put it out there that the reason why this girl with all the braces was starting before me is because I refused to play for the coach the year before, and he let
What's
me know
name?
He was punishing me.
What's his name? Brad.
Brad. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you. I don't want to have to get a 1K
cone.
Okay.
So anyway, this girl with the neck brace, the eye patch, the hook, trench coat, she's out on the court. She can't see. She has a seeing eye dog out on the court. She starts ahead of Rachel.
She's wearing a fedora too, right?
She's wearing a fedora.
Okay.
She,
that completes
yeah,
it for me.
She's Persian. I don't know what that has to do with it. She starts
went too far.
She starts ahead of Rachel.
It's not funny anymore.
So 20 minutes go by, right? The team is usually down by 8 or 9 by this point at least.
Well, give me paint the picture a little better. Where was this?
Mack High,
oh,
McKinleyville High School.
Oh, you went to McKinleyville?
Yeah, yeah. And, she, and you know, varsity basketball, pretty impressive, right?
Fantastic. Ha ha.
In the middle of our
hey, what's
amazing
up?
Story.
I know.
What's going on? Hey, what's up?
Learn how to talk to people.
Then I learned how to move.
To like, or,
whoa.
Or something, 132.
It's okay, a delicate balance.
I'll mention to Ian about that thing about the...
I want to write
are
too.
Are you still going
to
do that? Yeah.
Have a safe flight.
Okay, so we're still recording, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what would happen in her games. I'm going
to
finish
this. You don't have
this.
Her to react?
No, I don't want her reaction. I'm just going to tell you what would happen.
Oh, that's
in her
not
games.
Fair.
20-25 minutes in, they're down by a bunch of points. So she's the bruising enforcer, because here's how she plays.
She's like the Bill Laimbeer of the McKinley High
School.
Yeah,
except for she's shorter than a lot of the other girls. She launches up a couple of threes.
Oh, she's
misses
scrappy.
Them. Scrappy. She misses the threes.
This is so unfair.
They come back down the court, and her only recourse is to elbow them in the face as hard as she can.
Oh, my.
The jaw, the nuts, if girls had them, anywhere. The neck, just knock the crap out of them. And so one game in particular, this was really the epitome of the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
She played a total of maybe 3 minutes the entire game, and she fouled out. Which, if you don't follow basketball, means that she had 5 fouls against her in the course of 3 actual minutes of game
time. I used to foul out every single
game
when I played in 8th grade. And you know what? It was always bullshit. How about this? How about this? I'm the big guy. I get the rebounds. I jump up. I get the ball. 3 of the other players happen to be hanging on me. And when I land, they fall off of me. That's a foul on me. I'm just saying, when in 8th grade, when I would foul out consistently, at least two of those fouls were not me. So she would foul out, too.
Yeah.
Okay. It just happens.
You're right. It wasn't
get
as fun
there.
Without her here to react. That's what
sorry.
I was really looking
Did she
for.
Get a lot of rebounds? Was she like Dennis
you know,
Rodman?
She got a few rebounds. She would kind of...
So she was the defensive player. She was the one that would go in
you know,
and like,
it wasn't even
break
just
things
good
up.
Defense. It was just that she would foul you.
What did she play? Did she play post?
You know,
center?
She played... They put her in every position. They put her in every position. She wasn't the shortest, and she wasn't the tallest. I think I saw her play every position.
Cool. A veritable basketball player of all trades.
My wife was a pretty dominant... center in her day, though.
That's the way to go.
And
I was never really center.
She had a play named after her and everything. She led the league in scoring.
Kick ass.
Her last year she played. And then she didn't play when we started going out because she wanted to spend more time with me. But I wanted to watch her play basketball. And so I was like, I don't care how much time you spend with me. I want to watch you beat down on some of these people.
Don't worry.
You know the one
don't
internet.
Worry. We just got a request, and we're going to be doing our episode where we talk about woo or woo
pitching woo, woo.
Yeah
pitching
woo. Both forms
how we as young modern men in this year of our Lord 2007
almost 2008
yeah nearly there
that's our little preview that's a little enticement to get you coming back
a taste for next time
that's exactly
we're
right.
Going to talk about how we've used our incredible techniques to such great success
exactly. This is going to be,
yeah.
If we can pull this off, I think we should also really, like, sincerely come back and talk about cons in that one as well.
Oh, sure, sure.
Because I think it'll be very apt.
Yeah, I would like to, actually. I'd like to get deeper into that.
Yeah.
Which
we'll talk about sometime, watching cartoons.
Sure.
When I get back into the good collection right now.
So what do you want to talk about here? What should we go into?
Let's see. Oh, we're going to do the woo thing later because I have to prepare for that.
Sure.
I actually have to do that or something.
We should give a little caveat here, which is neither of us knows how to pitch woo, so we're going to have to investigate this thoroughly. I've had two girlfriends by accident, and
one of them turned out to be a wife.
One of them ended up being my wife, and I didn't. It was through no doing of mine did I end up with either of them. It was just me kind of being there.
He's there.
And then they're like, hey, you know, and I was like, okay.
And just for purposes of scientific accuracy, I took the same approach as him, and you know, nothing. So, well,
I like to go on. In case my wife listens to this, I didn't go, eh, okay, because I, you know, because of just the proximity, I was very interested in her, but I was very
passive.
No, not just passive. Afraid, scared to death. I. It's
let's save all this till we're really going
to
cover
and,
it.
Okay, I'm just trying to cover my butt here, though.
Well, I can, you know, if there's anything after the fact. I
very attracted to her, very scared by her because she seemed, what is the word I'm looking for? She was popular.
Unattainable?
I assumed unattainable, and that wasn't the case. I don't know.
But you're right.
Here.
Maybe we should do that on the one about women wooing women. It's just talking about how boring 20-something women are.
You know, actually, that'd be interesting.
That would be rough.
The wooing women one, we will talk about what actresses under 30 that we find intriguing or good as actresses at all.
Okay. I make a note.
Yeah, make a note of that.
We're going to expand our audience here. That's
And despite your claims to the contrary, we're not going to include porn. So, don't even mention it.
I wasn't
prawn,
going to.
Prawn, as the internet say.
Oh, wow. That's what the internet say? Actresses under what?
Let's say under 30. Let's see if we can do that. It's going to be kind of hard, because you know who I really like is Rachel...
Rachel Weisz?
No, McAdams.
Oh, she's good. I like her.
And she's like 32, so she already doesn't count. Let's say under 30. Let's say under 35.
Stacking it against you, aren't you? Under 35. Okay, so Rachel McAdams would fit.
Yeah.
For our pitch, then, since it's for women, would it a chick flick? Romantic comedy?
Let's do a chick flick.
A romantic comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to actually have a full theme here.
Yeah.
We should ask audience.
We're going to be out of our element, man.
We're going to be so far out of our element.
I'm going to have to talk to a couple of my more pimpish friends.
Your player friends?
Yeah, man. Big time.
Good.
And by player, I mean banging drunk chicks at bars every weekend.
Whatever systems
they
got.
That's not a player. That's just exploitation.
The thing is, we should have those systems. Absolutely.
We
should break down the systems.
We'll bring a special guest speaker.
Is this a good idea?
No, it's not. I'll pick my most streetwise, drug dealingest friend, of which I can choose from many.
Mm-hmm.
And I will.
Drug dealing.
Yeah, no, honestly. And we can just stick one of them up here, and they can be like. Well, here's how I've reached in the hundreds in terms of female conquests.
Was that really the point, though? She said wooing.
No. And she didn't even mean to say wooing. I think I just threw that in there after
no,
she said
No, I think
it.
She did say
you
wooing.
You think she said
wooing? She said wooing. You said you were going somewhere similar to that.
I don't think she really said woo, though.
Or maybe I said woo.
You might have said woo.
It amused me.
I think that she was what she's looking for is.
You might have to ask
the
her
the perfect
again.
Man. I know what she's interested in trying to find someone to marry, basically, which I think most women are in some way, shape, or form.
Uh-huh.
And those who aren't are filthy sluts.
They're the
if you're not looking to settle down and just squirt out some babies and cook dinner, you are a filthy whore.
Oh, yeah.
You should make that your slogan on your website.
No, I think we're...
Don't edit this out, promise me.
Women
really want far too much, I think, but...
No. It's their prerogative. Yeah. They make the choices. Yeah. Women make the choices and men just get lucky.
Yeah, just all you are is a sperm-filled turkey baster.
I didn't mean it to be that
simple. No, that's exactly what you said. Quote from Ian. Email him at ian.strope@gmail.com.
If you disagree. Yeah, you're going to
disagree. If you disagree with his...
I think I misspelled revelry, too.
I think you meant to say reverie.
I don't know what I meant to
say. You said reverie, and then you wrote down revelry. There's really stupid stuff. You know what? If you go to go pick up a Red Book or a Cosmo.
I won't do that.
No, you know what? It's almost worth it because here's the thing. You can read that the most important thing that women are according to these magazines are always telling you that.
Who's telling you?
Well, no, they are always looking at every single guy as potential whatever, and so. If they've passed the first...
They're following their biological imperatives.
Attractiveness, blah, 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 blah. How much money... You can tell how much money he makes by the shoes he wears, etc. Here's the weird one.
That's fantastic. I got...
Hold your hand up.
Which hand?
Okay. I won't continue.
My fingers are all broken and beaten up.
You straighten it. Let's see your other hand. Because I don't want to continue. Okay, that's really weird. Your right hand, your index finger is longer.
Well, this one got smashed in, I think.
Okay.
Or this one did.
Here's the thing.
My fingers have been
If a guy holds up his hand, a woman is supposed to be able to check for this. If the ring finger is longer than the index finger, that means there was an overabundance of testosterone in the womb. And it's for some reason the testosterone...
Okay, so in this one, what is it?
You're almost even on that right on that side. This one, the ring is a little bit taller. Maybe not. It's almost even again. I was going to say that you were...
Well, I haven't shaved for a couple days, too, so I'm getting testosterone out that way. My fingers are still growing, right?
No. I'm pretty sure that once you're 42, they stop growing. I'm just kidding.
That sucks, because index fingers are a lot more useful.
I still use it, man. I can pull a trigger.
You can pull a trigger.
I can play... I can beat
anyone
in
Madden.
I can write with it. I can write huge block cap letters.
Uh-huh.
And
great,
I can...
Great literary prose. Yeah.
I can tap annoyedly while you're telling one of your long, boring anecdotes while we podcast.
Uh-huh. Which next time we'll do the...
Morse code.
Gosh, we can't do the anti-hero thing if we're going to do this whole side project about what women want.
Hey, do women want anti-heroes?
Oh, yeah.
You can't make it an all-woman thing.
That's true. I think they do, right? Isn't that the whole thing, is that they want the duality of the guy?
Yeah, right.
They want a project.
Kind of a bad boy. You know what's honestly the thing, though, is that, and you'll read this in Cosmo, too, so it has to be true,
uh-huh.
is that...
And this is something
that I've read in all reputable journals. AOL, CNN, all reputable journals of opinion.
The Nation?
Yeah. Is that New Republic?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Where was I going with this? Oh, okay. So in all those reputable journals of opinion, they're going to tell you that women need to get out of their system to bang a bunch of dudes that they meet in bars.
The whole oat thing,
same
as men, right?
Who are, in a way. Except for men aren't looking to settle down with frumpy women who are nitpicky. which is like the polar opposite of the aggressive hot chick in a miniskirt or whatever. So the women, conversely, are looking for hot sex with... For the record, as a Christian male, I am against premarital sex. Just so you know that.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell anyone not to do it, but you shouldn't. That was telling people not to do it. I'm just kidding. You don't have to. You can do whatever you want. You know, do whatever you want. I'm not going to stop you. Yeah. Their thing is to, according to Red Book and Cosmo, is to look for that for a few years, and then when you settle down, you look for the opposite. You look for the homie type who's going to be very stable and etc.
You have your adventures in your 20s, and then
by the time
you're 29.
But the thing is, these different people are different types. They don't grow from one to the other. So these dudes in their early 20s who aren't getting any are the guys who end up in longer, happier marriages the rest of their life. The guys who are the big, burly, angry jocks with more testosterone and so forth, are the ones who have a lot of sex in their 20s and stuff without promiscuous with many partners, mm-hmm. and then very unhappy, unfulfilling relationships later on in life that don't, and those are the people that end up unhappy.
I'd
in
agree with you.
Very general, and that's coming
but
from Red Book and Cosmo.
I would agree with you on some level, but I would also think that that latter group is okay. They're in the clear for two reasons. One, women like to date older guys, and they're going to keep making 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
So you know what?
It's the
guy can be probably.
I keep getting
55
older, and they stay the same age.
Exactly.
But the point is though that they're not going to have fulfilling, long-lasting relationships.
And who
in
cares?
Very general.
They won't
very
care.
General.
Because they're you know.
Will you stop belittling my points?
I'm not belittling the point. I'm just saying.
Don't argue my points.
I think
just back them up with nods and smiles.
What the hell is a kipper, dude?
A kipper is a kippered herring. It's a fish served in breakfast meals.
Herring.
Kippered herring. It was eaten a lot in the 20s by rich people in England.